Following the deregulation of the broadcast industry in the 1980s, there was an upsurge of radio and television stations in the country with multiplicity of programs in order to remain relevant amidst tight competition and to attract more viewers and listeners. Phone-in programs, which is the most trending in broadcast stations, is a format by which viewers or listeners air their views on issues via telephone while the program is on.
Hello, I'm calling to complain about the bad roads in my area.
I want to complain about Agbero.
With an Anambra election, Mugabe, that's Mugabe, is a very selfish man. You guys are doing a good job. Keep it up.
On radio, it is common for an entire program to be dedicated to a phone-in session, while on television, phone-ins are often part of a wider discussion program. Some ardent radio listeners say while phone-in programs enrich the content in the broadcast stations, they also have some negative consequences.
Where there are no rules, people tend to misbehave. And knowing the fact that a lot of people had issues in their own hearts concerning the country, the leaders, some are put them to jump on any program.
When the person is going off the grid, you have to tailor the person back to the subject matter. But once the person refuses, then you have the right to tell the person, sorry, I'm cutting you at this point.
The use of foul languages by some callers, which is capable of causing disaffection and a threat to the unity and peaceful coexistence of the society, has been identified as a major setback to phone-in programs in most developing countries, including Nigeria. According to a former general manager of Metro FM, Cordelia Ogbe, controlling such rude comment is often a teething problem, as some of the callers feel offended for not being allowed to air their views, irrespective of the content.
You have to make people stick to the rules. No insults, no hate speeches, no attack on persons. And once you deviate, we cut you off. That was how we were able to manage it.
The problem has become an issue because most of the comments made on phone-in programs are used by headlines by some major newspapers in the early hours of the day, when the readers have not had the opportunity to verify some of the issues, just as some of the live shows start as early as 5 a.m., when many people have not even read the papers to enable them make comment from an informed point of knowledge. This and perhaps other reasons explains the recent move by the NBC to ban early morning phone-in programs on newspaper review in its new broadcasting code. Reacting, the director of Lagos operations of the Federal Radio Corporation of Nigeria, FRCN, Prince Adeyinka Amosu, who believes there is need for a professional broadcast culture in the country, bears his mind on the issue.
The area of phone-in programs, if some who contribute on the phone, not minding the sensitivity of it to the nation. ABC, as a regulatory agency, they have only come to rub minds with us to further show good leadership and example, which of course we were able to reassure them.
However, the move by the NBC has been received with mixed feelings. A representative of an NGO who prefers anonymity said the problem should be tackled from the source by checking the accesses of newspaper houses.
I think the problems are with the publishing houses. When we get funny headlines, so when we see such headlines, the onion is on us to actually go and investigate.
Commenting on the issue, the president of the Nigeria Union of Journalists, Lagos State Council, Dr. Kasim Akireti, says the onus is on media practitioners to be professional by committing themselves to societal values.
We should also know that we must not promote impunity in our system. People can hide on every other means to push their own agenda. The media must be extremely careful.
Negative broadcast content is not only condemned in Nigeria, but globally, as Rwanda, a tiny African country, continues to present a good example of how much destruction the media can cause a society where professionalism is thrown to the wind. For it was a negative content on radio program that sowed the seed of discord between the two major tribes in that country that resulted in the devastating civil war, which became one of the worst genocides in history. A lecturer of safety and strategic studies at the Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta, Dr. Laifa Temetokbe, recommends constant training and retraining of media practitioners on responsible journalism, and that the relevant regulatory bodies should step up their games, especially now that hate speeches are on the rise. Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.